NewsRamp Technology Podcast, Friday evening, August 28, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority to today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Yes, Asia Holdings replicates record high half-year results. Revenue grows 23.2% to US $301.51 million. Net profit surges 30.0% to US $18.30 million. Yes, Asia Holdings announced record high half-year results, with revenue growing 23.2% to US $301.51 million, and net profits surging 30.0% to US $18.30 million. The company attributes this success to online-to-offline integration and supply chain agility. YesStyle recorded revenue of US $215.07 million, up 30.5%. While Asian Beauty Wholesale saw revenue of US $72.75 million, up 6.2%. The group's strategic investments in logistics infrastructure and market diversification have led to a stable baseline for business costs.
Curry Wells as Trump's mail-in ballot order reaches Supreme Court. Curry welcomed Matt Long on episode 1898 of the No Agenda show to discuss the U.S. Supreme Court's emergency order allowing Trump's mail-in voting restrictions. Long, a Ben Franklin actor, shared insights on Texas ballot rules. The episode covered topics like Treasury Secretary's Iran operation and California's tire efficiency program. No Agenda offers sharp commentary on media and politics.
Hiring branch study. Scoring soft skills separately weakens frontline hiring predictions. Hiring branch challenges the practice of scoring soft skills separately in frontline hiring, as discussed on the latest episode of You Should Know. Chief of Research and Development Officer Asaf Bar Moshe explains how a combined model for assessing empathy, acknowledgement, active listening, and reassurance leads to stronger hiring predictions. The Montreal-based company's approach focuses on linguistic analysis of candidate responses rather than personality traits to improve customer interactions.
Landmark agreement is a milestone moment for youth mental health. A landmark agreement between the states and Meta is a significant step forward in protecting youth mental health. The agreement includes new protections for teens, such as time limits on social media, prohibiting message alerts during school hours, and hiding likes to reduce anxiety. While a positive development, other social media platforms must also adopt similar safeguards to ensure the safety and well-being of young people.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.